Hello there, English speakers, and welcome to hopefully a much smoother live broadcast from my OBS studio. Today we'll talk about how our new noble class of globalists are not paying taxes, and even worse, they can do whatever crimes they want because they do have immunity. And we'll talk about that. And some calm in Ukraine and Turkey and stuff and flying taxis. So let's start by taking a big, deep breath. So yesterday I was talking very fast in the forest, but that was because I used the wrong command to encode the video. So I fixed it on Odyssey now, so if you want to hear it a little bit slowly, you can hear it on Odyssey. You could make it slower on Odyssey also, but it didn't get the natural speed. So yeah, that was what happened. And the thing is, as usual, I can update the video file on Odyssey, but I can't do that on the other platforms, so I will not do that. If you want to see it in the right speed, you have to go to Odyssey. So everyone seems to be saying this, it's the calm before the storm in Ukraine, and countries that are allied to Russia, they say get out now, next week or something. And this is China, Egypt and Serbia. So you know that Western countries, they have said get out of Ukraine, okay, you can go back, get out, get in and in and out, like it's some sort of prostitute from Ukraine, which might be the case in many cases, but this is different. It seems like the Ukrainian offensives, they have grinded on halt. Washington Post, they are coming out now and they say that there is a big problem with the morale on the Russian side. No surprise that Washington Post is saying that, but they also report from the Ukrainian side, and the Ukrainian soldiers, they are hearing about how the Russian soldiers are going home for vacation and they have rotating troops, while the Ukrainian ones are kind of stuck, sometimes literally in the mud. So their morale is going down, and of course when all these offensives will end and then all this reinforcement that Russia is sending, stuff will be very different. But even more important is that Erdogan, he was speaking to Putin today, and he speaks like Russia is its closest ally by now. So the NATO country, Turkey, is very friendly to Russia, and they seem to be Putin is promising Erdogan that Turkey can be this hub of gas. So Turkey didn't really mind that Sweden and NATO blow up the Nord Stream pipelines, because, well, it only hurts their ally, and as we will see, no one gives a shit about their allies. They treat them like USA is treating Germany, and I don't know how Russia might treat Turkey badly, because Turkey could make peace with Syria, and makes Syria make peace with Jordan and Saudi Arabia and even with Qatar. And if they do that, you have another pipeline that is competing with Russia. So I don't think Russia would love that, but maybe they have to accept it. And Sweden, or I would say Scandinavia, are competing with Russia when it comes to delivering gas to Europe, while Turkey is more like a partner. But it seems the idea here, when USA is spanking the crap out of Germany and all this green bullshit and all the non-working nuclear power plants in France, and what on earth is happening on the British Isles, I have no idea, except that nothing bloody works there. So from the south we have a new government in Italy that will, they got into the parliament on Friday, so they will just start negotiation to get the new prime minister in. But she has been speaking a lot about getting gas from Libya, so that's another thing to blow up for USA and maybe Russia. I don't think Russia mind that either, because they want to sell energy. And then you have Spain that can import electricity from Morocco and Algeria. So it seems like everyone is profiting on the horrible situation in Central Europe at the time being. So I was predicting this, and then I saw a Polish expert drawing it up. I hope you can read Polish language here. Rumunia, Odessa and Sevastopol is called Syfrypol in Polish, with my wonderful Polish accent. And of course you can try to pronounce Hungarian in Polish. Wagry? Maybe. But anyway, so the western part of Ukraine will be a part of Poland, and then Russia will take Kharkov and Odessa, and then this will be like I would say a protectorate to Russia. But the Polish expert that is more knowledgeable about, you know, Poland than, for example, I, he says that this will be a huge problem to integrate these people into Poland, because they will be a strong force, and they will, yeah, it will create problems and tensions. I don't think there will be any problems with Hungary or Romania taking some parts. They will have some Ukrainian speaking people or Russian speaking people in these areas, but it's so small parts on it, I don't think that matters. But the likely thing here is that this will be sort of an autonomous province of that belongs to Poland but isn't, maybe. We'll see. But I thought it was mostly interesting that the Polish expert was drawing up this picture that I had just thought up at the same time, basically. Just a link here to Elon Musk after being put on the Ukrainian list. China have started their big summit in their Communist Party, and Xi started it by saying that they have now incorporated Hong Kong fully and they are aiming for Taiwan. So that's happening. Maybe Taiwan should start preparing instead of running around in face diapers and forcing them on kids outdoors, and do some sane stuff instead of, you know, behaving like Chinese people. Anyhow, but I have to give a thumbs up, or if you can do that, but I at least have to give appreciation how fast CCP was working here. They haven't been in power for 100 years yet, but United Kingdom have still not incorporated City of London into the United Kingdom. So if you don't know that, don't read it up. Read up on City of London on Wikipedia, because they are full of bullshit. City of London is not a part of United Kingdom and have their own tax laws and own kind of mercantile democracy, where you vote with your money, basically. But I think the opposite is arguably true, that City of London have control over United Kingdom. They have all politicians bribed or extorted, and yeah, so that's the situation there. I guess that could have happened. That was probably the plan when United Kingdom gave away Hong Kong. They wanted Hong Kong to infiltrate and take over China from within, I assume. If they have done that or if they are going to do that remains to be seen. But now the main story here, that I will sum up what Corey Diggs, or Corey Lynn is her real name, but her homepage is called Corey Diggs, and she writes very, very long articles about all the conspiracies. And with that I don't mean conspiracy theories. She's writing about the public information that is there, but people don't seem to care about. And in this case, it's about these international organizations and NGOs that get, not only don't they have to pay taxes, they also get diplomatic immunity. It makes sense if you have some diplomat from one country and you go to another country and you can't be punished by the other countries, but your own country have to take care of, you know, punish you. And if one country doesn't like the other country, the other country's person or diplomat, they can kick that person out, declare that diplomat non grata, persona non grata, I think. But if the organization is WHO or Bank of International Settlements, why should they have this? And the reason is, we want to rebuild the world after Second World War. And in all these deals, it says this is valid until the organization says that, no, we don't need this diplomatic immunity anymore. Can you imagine how that meeting will go? For example, WHO. So, hello guys, we are gathered here and we will talk about that we don't want any diplomatic immunity anymore. We have to follow, you know, rules and laws in the countries that we are operating. Anyone thinks that's a good idea? Yeah, Klaus? Oh, okay. Yeah, we will serve coffee soon. Okay, next point. Yeah, of course no one. I would like this diplomatic immunity and having a citizenship in some African country where I live here in Sweden, and then I don't have to pay taxes because I work for this totally non-profit organization that is paying me a huge salary, and we are just building money on money on top of money, except when we give this money to extort some politician or some government official. So this is what they're doing. What we should do is to cut this. And if they want to be treated like another state, well, let's do that and declare war on them. See what Bank of International Settlements can do if they are declared a terrorist organization. So maybe they can be told to give up their immunity if we want. There is no reason they should have it. And yeah, you can listen to the 1 hour interview or go to our very long articles, but I think this is something you just need to know, that there are people with diplomatic immunity that should not have it, don't need it. And maybe we should, if you know anyone who are good at building NGOs and want to do it for me, so I can don't have to pay any taxes and I don't have to care about any, you know, laws, and I can just be myself, then we should I will join that organization, and we'll see. If they want to end that, I guess they have to end all other globalist organizations. But that's one thing we can push our honest politicians to do, and just say no to this immunity and tax exemptions. Just a link here that Sweden of course refuses to share Nord Stream attack data. But Michigan, sneaky Satanists, in their abortion amendment, they sneak in the right to genital amputation. So I reported yesterday that the Brazilian president candidate Lula, maybe he has a pact and maybe he has conversation with the devil. I'm uncertain about that. But anyone who approves of castrating children, they are definitely in a pact with the devil and have conversations with the devil. So you can see this everything then funny image of the girl with a lot of freedom to smoke and drink and make her gender adjusted. Salty had an interesting story about a 62-year-old, very fit health guru that was promoting the vaccines, and now he's dead for unknown reason. Not an accident, he just died and will not get any knowledge into that, I assume. So another healthy person who just trusted the expert and believed in science. He also went out and said, you are stupid that don't take these very, very good injections. You are so stupid. So when you die, I will be proven right. That is of course not true, but he said that. So we can assume that, well, he wasn't right. And he's tragically very, very dead. So I think that only people who want to castrate children should have another booster. Then I will not try to read this in Trump's voice, but I hear Trump's voice when I read this. I can't imitate him though, so I will not destroy that. But the reason is here that there are a billion of lost crabs in Alaska and they don't know why. Maybe China stole them, maybe there were some natural phenomena, maybe there was some pollution, maybe something else. But 1 billion crabs are lost at sea, or under the sea, I guess. Let me note that Fatto, the front figure, Bill Gates, he's not so dumb that he doesn't realize that the narrative is collapsing fast, but not as fast as these health gurus, of course. And here we have some income in Europe. We can sell firewood to Italy here, 350 euros for 1 cubic meter of wood. That's a lot. And if you see my videos from the forest, the local government here are leaving wood for ecological reasons in the forest, so you don't have to cut anything down, which would make noise and maybe people will discover you if you start to cut down a lot of trees. But I think you can get away with that. But just picking up branches that are maybe newly cut and they are just lying there, and then you fill up your truck or hire a truck or hire shipping and send it to Italy, and you will make not a fortune but a lot of money. And in my area here, they are stealing bikes like crazy and everything else, but nothing in the forest, because well, these people that are stealing, they are not very good with nature. But I think it's just a matter of time before people are starting to realize how much value there is to, that you can steal in a forest. So we'll see about that. If you have forests and the high demand of wood for any reasons, there will be a need of having more surveillance, I would assume, in the future. But let's talk about the future. Flying taxis. So this is a Chinese company that of course wanted to test it in Dubai, because you can fly very easily to Dubai from all across the world, while you can't so easily get into China now with all the COVID bullshit and other reasons, and people don't want to go to China for fear of being kidnapped and having problems there. But there is also a Swedish company, Jetson, and there are many others. So you can fly on this so-called, it's not a drone, but yeah, flying taxi. And you can fly like 20 minutes or something. It might be good for doing away with traffic, but I think mostly if you are living in on a mountaintop or on an island. So if you have an island very close to a big city, and we have a lot of those outside of Stockholm and Göteborg in Sweden, and maybe other places, instead of having some expensive way or very slow way of transporting yourself, you can get directly to the place you want in the big city by just calling up and flying Uber or whatever the taxi company is called. And with that, I say good evening and have a nice Sunday evening, and hopefully I will see you out in the forest tomorrow, but it's probably bad weather, so maybe not. And it will be probably short tomorrow unless something is happening, and I don't think much will happen until in a few weeks. So with that said, I will see if I can cut this stream off.